#NCBYS, making the connections and equipping the next generation, by Angel Ayala. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Angel Ayala, Wright, works on a STEM2U project with Elijah Anderson of Virginia.
One of the things that we do in our Jernigan Institute is we try to dream about the programs that are needed to engage and inspire the next generation. And as I expressed in the presidential report, I think that's one of the most important reasons to build the Federation. And we have with us one of those young people that we're investing in that I think is going to help change the future. And this might be the first time we've had a convention item that starts with a hashtag. Hashtag NCBYS, which is our National Center for Blind Youth in Science, which we have been operating now for a decade at our Jernigan Institute, inspiring and engaging blind young people in science, technology, engineering, and math. And some of them who were in the first programs are in this room, who pursued PhDs and who are now working in engineering and other areas. This young man is at the beginning of his journey, here to talk about making connections and equipping the next generation is one of our apprentices from our National Federation of the Blind STEM2U program. He's from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He attends the Overbrook School for the Blind.
Graduated.
Oh, he graduated. I'm sorry. It's not up to date, you know. He's out. And he knows Braille is beautiful. Here's Angel Ayala.
Get in.
Perfect. Good morning. My name is Angel Ayala, and I am honored to speak to you about the NFB STEM2U apprenticeship program. But first, I think I should tell you who I am. I was born in Paterson, New Jersey. And at the time, I was a healthy little boy. Blindness was the last thing on my mother's and father's mind. That all changed when I started to get sick. I was about 8 months. I was about 8 months old, and the doctors were a bit confused as to what exactly was happening to me. The only thing that was clear was that I was losing my vision. Not only were my parents extremely young, but now their firstborn was rapidly losing his vision. After a battery of tests, the doctors confirmed that I had a rare form of ligneous conjunctivitis. Soon after my diagnosis, my parents moved us to Philadelphia. I lived in Philadelphia ever since. After years of checkups and tests and different doctors, it finally occurred to me that I wasn't getting my vision back. At first, I was depressed. I didn't think I would be able to be on the same level as my brothers and sisters. I saw them playing outside or inside on the GameCube. I thought I was less of a person. Like my lack of sight was what defined me. But I eventually realized that I was wrong. My mom enrolled me in Overbrook School for the Blind's Early Childhood Program, where I started to learn Braille. That was the point where I realized that I loved to learn new things. I love to challenge the things that I've read, and I love to ask questions about the things that I didn't know. I learned about Louis Braille, Helen Keller, which gave me the hope I needed to challenge what I believed was a wall that I could never get past. Fast forward 5 years. I was a troublesome kid when I came to school. I would get my work done, and I was left with nothing to do for like the last 35 minutes of the class. So I would start to joke around, mess with the other students in my class, but I knew it wasn't helpful to the staff or the students, for that matter, but I was bored and I had nothing else better to do. It was frustrating because I knew what the issue was. I was not challenged. The work was way too easy. But who was I to say that? With no one listening to what I had to say, I was labeled a bad apple, and that was pretty much it. 2 years and many middle school parent-teacher conferences later, I finally felt like someone was taking notice of what the real issue was. My IEP was restructured, and I was placed in a classroom that was challenging. For the first time in years, it was great. I was challenged, I got the help I needed, I got the materials I needed to succeed. But public school came with its own set of battles. The physical education instructor told me that I couldn't participate in class because she didn't want me to get hurt. Yeah, I know, yeah. So let me paint this picture for you. There was 35 sighted students playing and exercising around me. And if I so much as made a move to do something productive, I got in trouble. My favorite time, honestly, was when the teacher got sick. A substitute would come in who didn't know about the regular rules when it came to me. So I was able to play basketball with my classmates. I was able to learn. I was taught to jump rope. Like, after that, I was simply tired of people telling me what I couldn't do. So I made the extra effort to prove to them that I could. I could. My mom gave me the freedom to learn what I wanted to do. She let me do things myself, but the independence I enjoyed at home didn't carry over to my school environment. And that was frustrating. When I started high school, I realized I was not prepared for the transition like I should have been. My O&M skills were severely lacking, and I still had some issues when it came to my visual impairment. Despite feeling unprepared, I took the advantage of all the opportunities high school had to offer. I joined the swim team. I began to wrestle. I played goalball, and I did track and field. I also got involved in many community service projects, such as the Camp Out for Hunger, which is a Thanksgiving canned food drive. It was through community involvement that I ran across the NFB STEM2U apprenticeship program. NFB STEM2U was a science, technology, engineering, and math STEM program that focused on the development and mentoring of both elementary students and high school. At the program, elementary school students were called juniors, and the high school students, we were called the apprentices. Each program was run in collaboration with a science museum. This past school year, NFB STEMTU, the NFB STEMTU program was held in Baltimore, Maryland, Columbus, Ohio, and Boston, Massachusetts. Each program had 8 to 10 apprentices and 20 juniors. At the program, all the students learned a lot of STEM. For example, we learned how to build race cars out of recyclable items, and how to assemble circuits to power fans. In addition to learning STEM, the apprentices like I had another job to do. Our job was to help the younger students, if needed, to make sure that they were being safe and to help bring them information and knowledge throughout the program. At the beginning of the school year, in September, the apprentices from all the different regions met at the NFB Jernigan Institute in Baltimore, Maryland. NFB STEMTU, in Baltimore, Maryland, for the NFB STEMTU Leadership Academy. The objective of this leadership academy was to teach how to be good mentors, role models, and leaders of the younger students. Among other things, we learned how to interact with the juniors and the non-visual techniques for keeping track of kids. We also took time to lay down goals that we wanted to keep in mind during our regional program. We exchanged contact information at the Leadership Academy because we learned we would have to have weekly meetings until the program weekend was here. So that we could prepare for the activities and obtain the different information that we needed to have a successful program. We were responsible for completing different tasks in order to prepare ourselves for the regional programs with the juniors. For example, we figured out which students would be with which mentor, and we determined the junior to apprentice ratio that would be most helpful. We also planned the opening night activities for all the juniors. We spent a lot of time preparing ourselves for the regional program, but we still felt a little uneasy going into it. This was a new role for all of us, and we weren't sure how it would go. It was finally time for the Baltimore program, which I had the pleasure of being a part of. So, I took an Amtrak, I took an Amtrak train for the first time, and others took a plane or two to get to the NFB Jernigan Institute. We got to meet the juniors that we were responsible for, as well as their parents. We had to show the parents and their children how to get to the different activities. This meant posting mentors in the hallways as marshals to help the participants find their way to meals, lessons, and workshops. That weekend took a lot of teamwork and communication, not only between the mentors, but between the juniors and the parents. During the Baltimore NFP STEMTU, regional program, we taught the juniors that I can't isn't an option. We taught them that to be advocates for themselves, we had to show the juniors that the possibilities are endless. And if you create a goal and develop ways to reach that goal in order to reach that bigger picture, you will succeed. The NFP STEMTU improved my self-confidence in several different areas. It made me realize that with some help, I can make a difference in these young juniors' lives. I didn't know how big of an impact I made on the juniors until a parent of a junior contacted I didn't really know how big of an impact I made on the juniors' lives until a parent of one of the juniors who I was responsible for reached out to my homeroom teacher and let her know that after the NFP STEMTU, she saw a boost in her son's willingness to try new things. That the mom said that the mentors took a great amount of time and patience with the juniors, and that allowed them to focus on the activities that were provided that weekend. When I learned what this mom had said about our work, it made me smile because I didn't know if the lessons that we taught that weekend would actually stick over time. This is when I figured out that I could really make a difference. Another way the NFP STEMTU impacted me was through my traveling skills. For starters, I had never taken Amtrak. I have taken a plane several times by myself, but I have never taken Amtrak. It was a new experience that encouraged me to travel more and learn everything I could when it came to O&M. I plan on taking my confidence that I have gained from the NFP STEMTU mentorship program with me to community college. I recently was accepted into the honors program, and I want to achieve my associate's degree in music production. But I am extremely scared. I'm starting to second guess my decision. Music has always been a passion of mine that I have had ever since I was a young boy. But I don't want to get a degree that I will do absolutely nothing with. Too many people achieve degrees that they do not end up using. What does this mean? Well, they have a degree, and they also have a huge debt. But no way to pay it off. I don't want to be stuck in that position. But I also don't know what I could do that would make me happy and also pay the bills. I guess only time will tell. You all probably already know, but I want to reinforce what a big impact programs like the NFB STEM2U have on everyone who are involved. Children are our future. And in order to make sure that they have the skills they need to succeed, we must start the learning process early in their lives. A Hebrew proverb that states, "A child is not a vessel to be filled, but a lamp to be lit." NFB STEM2U has lit many lamps. I hope that we can continue to have programs like the NFB STEM2U so that we can reach these children at a younger age. Programs like the NFB STEM2U allow young adults to mentor young juniors, and expanding their willingness to learn new things. And I would love to remain involved in programs that help the youth. And I know that I am not the only apprentice who feels that way. By the time the NFB STEM2U Baltimore program was over, many of the mentors asked if we could do it again. I enjoyed teaching. I enjoyed helping the young students. And I know that the other mentors did as well. I'd like to thank the NFB for hosting a program like the NFB STEM2U in order to prepare the youth for the future. I'd like to also thank Natalie Shaheen, Micah Bah, Ashley Ritter for being a part of our conference calls every week leading up to the program. Your insight into how to deal with our juniors was very much needed. Thank you to everyone who gave their time instructing both us apprentices and juniors. I believe it took all of us working together in order to make this program work. Thank you to my fellow mentors. There was no way I could have done this alone. It took a lot of preparation and teamwork. But because we all pulled our own weight, we were able to give the juniors the tools they will use for the rest of their lives. Thank you to Mr. Mark Riccobono for giving me this opportunity to speak to you about a program that has impacted so many people's lives. Words aren't enough to show the gratitude that I feel. So I think I will just stick with thank you. If you are thinking about participating in a program involving the youth, my advice is to just do it. It is an experience that I wouldn't trade for the world. Thank you.